Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, the best football show, featuring daily breakdowns of all the most exciting moments across the league.
Say good morning to Baldy right now. Baldy, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Joe. Good morning to you. I'm doing well, buddy.
Hey, listen, a lot of good stuff coming out, by the way. I really, really enjoy all the stuff, and you've been combination of breaking down the draft stuff as well as some of the veterans. By the way, this Dallas thing we've talked a lot about. You give Dak Prescott 36-9, 36 touchdowns, 9 picks. You give him an extension, some people think they should move on. And for all the people who want to move on, I go, what are you going to get in his place? What's your thoughts?
Well, I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, what are you moving on to? I mean, there's Trey Lance there. There's Cooper Rush. But are they the answer to, you know, the Cowboys, you know, getting to the playoffs and actually making some noise in the playoffs? I don't think so. But I think there's just this pushback right now, Joe, on both Tua and Dak about just where this money is going to go at the quarterback position. I know the cap keeps going up and up. But are they looking at $60 million a year? I mean, at one point, you got to hold the line a little bit. I kind of feel that's kind of where this is right now with Dak, and maybe too, where you don't hear as much about it. But like, you just can't reset. You just can't keep resetting the bar the way Jalen Hurts, Lamar did last year, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen did the year before. Like, at what point, you know, is it just going to be a $100 million player?
Yeah, well, let me ask you just to follow that up. CeeDee Lamb just had a great year, and Micah Parsons might be the best defensive player in football, or one of the best. How do you go about taking care of those guys? Are going to be around camp until they get paid. Do you agree?
Yeah, no, I mean, because, you know, last year, Zach Martin didn't go to camp. He's their Pro Bowl right guard, and he wasn't coming in without a different contract. And they were trying to hold the line, and then they're like, wait a second, we don't actually have anybody that can play his position right like he does. We need him. And they acquiesced, and they gave him the money. And that's where CD is, and that's where – I don't think Micah is as adamant about it because he's only finished his third year out of a five-year deal. So, like, he's actually come out and said, don't worry about me. Let's start building the roster up. And, you know, be honest with you, they don't do a good job of managing their cap, Joe. Like, they just let so many guys go in free agency because they couldn't afford them. And I don't, you know, I don't see how the Eagles and some of these other teams do what they do. And they're all, you know, operating under the same cap and the rules because the Cowboys don't seem to be doing a good job of them.
Hey, so I'm glad you brought that up. What'd you think? Devontae Smith, the number two receiver for the Eagles, and a really good player. Don't get me wrong. 3 years, $75 million, 51 guaranteed. What were you surprised or did you think that was going to get done?
Well, I think they had to get it done. He was a first-round pick. He's been a very productive and healthy player. But they now have two players at that position that are north of $25 million. There's some teams that refuse to pay a receiver that much money. They've got two of them on the roster right now. And a quarterback that's making $50, they got $100 million tied up, you know, in three players between Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and now Devontae Smith. I mean, some of these rookies that they've drafted, they better hit on these guys or this thing, you know, could get kind of wonky in a short period of time.
So to follow that up, obviously Jalen Waddle would like to get a contract done now too as a guy that's kind of put up the same kind of numbers, a little more yards per catch a couple years ago. He averaged 18 yards a catch. What's your take on Jalen Waddle now as he's looking at this thing with Tyreek Hill getting a whole bunch of money on the other side? What's his value right now?
Well, there's nobody behind him, you know, and so, you know, it's Tyreek Hill, Waddle, it's Achane and Mostert. I mean, that's their offense right now. And so I think Jalen Waddle's in a good position to do it. I don't know what their cap space is, but, I mean, it's very similar to Devontae right now. They need a number two opposite Tyreek. It makes a big difference. And so I feel like they can't really win without him, especially some of the holes they have on defense. So they better figure that out and how they're going to get that done.
Yeah. And by the way, what's your take on Javon Holland? Is that another, you got to take care of that safety, he's too good, or what do you do on that one? He's not a first-round pick.
No, but I thought he was the best player in that draft, you know, 3 years ago. I think he's amongst the top two or three best safeties in all of football. Probably doesn't, you know, take the ball away as much as you want from that position, but he's so smart, and you can use him in a variety of ways.
Yep.
And I don't think they're a very good defense without him lining up on the back end. We saw that last year when he went down. I think he's a guy that you have to put a blue star next to his name and say, we have to figure out how to keep him in our defense long term.
Hey, Baldy, I want to ask you about the O-line. Man, it's amazing how much you and I talk about the O-line down here when it comes to South Florida. I want to get that pick 21. You have a guy inside or outside that would be a good fit that you could see? I agree. I think Dolphins need more on the offensive line. I don't know if it's Jackson, Powers, Johnson. I don't know how you feel about some of these guys. What's your thoughts for potentially a 21 pick if it is an offensive lineman?
Well, I think it's a really healthy debate. Honestly, like you can look at a number of guys. I'm a big Graham Barton fan from Duke. I know he can play center. He played center as a freshman at Duke. Zach Frazier is a really good player at West Virginia. I would say between Jackson Powers Johnson and Graham Barton at 21 makes a lot of sense. Like, you could plug in Aaron Brewer. You could plug in, Liam Eichenberg. You could plug those guys in, and they could snap the ball to Tua, and they'll be okay. But, you know, they lost a lot when Connor Williams went down last year. It's a big position of need for this team, and I don't think it's an overreach to draft a center at 21. You could also say, okay, what is Terron Armstead's future here? Is he going to retire? If he does play, how healthy is he going to be, and how long do we have? I mean, you can make a case for tackle or center or defensive tackle with that 21st pick, Joe.
Yeah. All right. So I saw your comments about J.J. McCarthy and went, whoa, I didn't see that one. Everybody's all over the board on this guy, Baldy. I don't know if you've talked to some of your guys in the business, but 27-1. Everybody throws out that 27-1 as a starter and his leadership. You're saying, I want to see more throws. What's your take on J.J. McCarthy?
Well, I mean, I just think it's limited. He played the Big Ten championship game, beat Iowa, played the national championship, beat Washington, didn't throw a touchdown in either game because he didn't have to. And so I just want to see that quarterback that bring the team down the field in the fourth quarter and go win a game. I want to see a guy who's behind. Were they ever behind in a game? I want to see a guy who's behind in a game and, you know, it's all on his shoulders to go win the game. I mean, I'm not saying he can't do it. It's just that there's almost no examples of him doing it. So it's just a limited sample. Now, I can watch him throw to Roman Wilson when he's in trouble and he's scrambling and he finds him and he makes a good throw against Ohio State, you know, against some of these other teams. But there's just a short sample. And most quarterbacks, whether it's Jaden or Caleb right now or Drake or Michael Penix or whoever, like, they're all trying to find holes in their game. And in some cases, you can find them. But I don't find anybody that's doing that to J.J. McCarthy. That's not what this process is about. When Tua came out, it was like, why are you taking an injured player? He's never going to stay healthy. Like, his body isn't going to hold up. I mean, he's left-handed. He's short. Like, all he did was throw holes at Tua. And last year, he had his best year. So it's just not the process that we normally see when we talk about J.J. McCarthy.
How do you think this thing plays out, quarterback? You see five guys going in the first round, or you see six or four, or are we going to find a couple of guys drop into the second round?
No, I think we're going to see five, and maybe somebody trades it up into the first round for six, and that would be Bo Nix in my department. But, I really think right now it's going to be chalk, the first three picks. I think that Caleb is going to go to Chicago. I think Jaden's going to go to Washington, and I think – Drake is going to go to New England. And then his draft starts at 4 with Arizona. And do they take a receiver or they trade out and let somebody come in there and go get themselves J.J. McCarthy? Like, I kind of feel like that's how it's going to go in 9 days from now.
And we have a whole bunch of tackles and wide receivers. You stuffed the first round with those two positions?
Yeah. I mean, I think those three receivers at the top, depending on who you talk to and on what day you talk to them, you can kind of toss Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers and Roma Dunze up, and you could come up with a different pecking order each day based on what they provide, what they're going to be. I think they're all going to be really good players. And so, and then the tackles, just depends if you want a right tackle or a left tackle or a swing guy or, you know, but there's probably four at the really top that look like they're day one starters and can be difference makers in your offensive line.
Hey, Baldy, before I let you go, just one quick one, because I know you're close to the Philadelphia Eagles stuff that's going on up there. Are they worried about Jalen Hurts at all? They gave him the contract and stuff, and he had such a great year, the Super Bowl year. Are they worried about what happened last year, or are they throwing that more on what was around him?
I think they're throwing it more at what was around him and the coordinator, Brian Johnson, who's been let go, and I think they're doing more of that. But there are players, there are people in that organization that want to see a strong bounce back year. And they want to see a guy who's more attached to the situation and doesn't look so detached like he did during games the final 8 weeks of the season. So there is definitely some concern amongst the organization and probably some teammates that want to see Jalen Hurts kind of get back to what they saw the first 3 years of his career.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to watch. Hey, Baldy, thank you so much, bud. Always great having you. I'll talk to you later.
You got it, Joe. Have a great day.
All right, you too, buddy.